is no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
Side stories.
Love your glaze.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories.
Yes.
I'm starting. That's how you sound. Racist accent.
Oh, that's how I sound. Oh, that's funny. Oh, what a funny little jibe for you. Well, guess what? I'm calm today. And I can't be affected. I can't be affected by your little snide remarks. Yeah.
Well, you are. For those that don't know, this is, wow, you are really in droves. People are rushing to our Patreon because today, even though it's a podcast, you did dress up and you look like amazing.
Where are my pamphlets?
He doesn't get them because now he's Gwyneth Paltrow.
Okay.
And
listen,
Gwyneth, when that
you're ruining my entire bit.
Oh, am I ruining it?
Yes.
Welcome to Side Stories. I'm Ben hanging out with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yes. And you are. Because last week, so I was resold, right? I was retold that my blood pressure wasn't good.
It's not good.
Right? It's not good. And so last week, I wanted to get into, I was saying I'm a star seed. All this kind of shit. Turns out it's like deeply embedded in like right wing, like Aryan Nation stuff, like Starseed.
Oh,
right?
No, everything is. They it's don't get to claim Thor. They don't get to claim Starseeds just because right. some. No, you
they
are
can
a
have
Starseed.
They can have Starseeds.
Okay. You're giving it up that fast.
I just know it's because I realized something. Because I was sitting and I was watching. So for some reason, I've been sucked into this Gwyneth Paltrow trial, just like all of the rest of us.
I love this trial.
I love this trial.
And I'm just going to straight up say, I'm Team Gwyneth, and I don't care what anyone says.
After I saw the animation that cost $100,000, I was Team Gwyneth. But now, what I realize is that I don't need to be a starseed to be calm. So what I need is Gwyneth Paltrow courtroom energy.
I agree.
Where I arrive, as you can see now, I'm wearing this shirt directly from Goop, selling merch in court.
Beautiful.
Important to do.
Yes.
I'm the kind of energy that's like, I brought my own sparkling water to court.
I love it.
They've all allowed me to do this.
I think it's fantastic. Let me smell your shirt. Smells like her vagina.
Does this actually make you think of her? I got pokies.
Yeah, they're probably the similar size, but around Gwyneth's body is a little nicer. But if you just isolated your boobs, shave them, yes, perhaps. If anyone wants to Photoshop Henry's beautiful, luscious breasts, which you can find.
They've already on
Gwyneth Paltrow, then we can really make that vision come true.
I'm sitting here. I'm centered. All right. I have my kids. I mean, Moses and Apple, the two most grounded children that will ever live. They have their bow and arrow instructor.
Aww.
He's really picked up a lot of the slack since Gigi died.
Gigi?
That's their fourth shift nanny. Because I got, they're one of their flagging of nannies. She died by suicide. But only that's because of how she saw how calm I was and knew she could never get to it.
I agree with that.
I'm sitting here. I have a jade egg so deep up inside of my vagina.
It's fantastic how you were able to do that.
I feel just so zen. And I don't care how this woman, this so-called prosecuting attorney, is also making fun of me, but at the same time trying to be me.
I'm not going to sit here and allow this to happen any longer. Not you. I'm talking prosecutors trying to be cute when they're prosecuted. I'm sick of it. And I hate this idea of like celebrity lawyer. No, you're a fucking lawyer. Okay, you should be like one of the best Wendy's employees of all time. Just create the product. Eat it and I say thank you for what you've done.
Did you see the whole section where they were trying to get Gwyneth Paltrow to leave the stand to come reenact the ski falling? And Terry Sanderson. So if you don't know, Gwyneth Paltrow is currently being sued for doing a ski and run accident by a doctor named Terry Sanderson.
A grown man. Gwyneth Paltrow weighs 85 pounds soaking, covered in her own goop. She would be 85 pounds.
Not when she is a small-titted bullet shooting down the side of a mountain.
Maybe this is just masculinity flipped on its head to make me almost feminine, but I just feel like this guy is too weak. If you can't handle a hit by Gwyneth Paltrow, you don't deserve to ski anymore, and you're not strong enough to live.
Well, he
not
didn't
to mention,
get hit.
What about shame? What about shame, the American male?
Kissel,
no more
now
shame?
You're getting, look at my Gwyneth Paltrow-like breasts and calm down. And remember, she's in the room with you. So imagine,
that's why I'm team you.
Thank you. And I want to say thank you. Oh,
Pain.
Oh, don't give me. She's my first crush.
Are you Shakespeare?
Dude, yeah, I'm Shakespeare.
Oh, hey, I made a special water. It's yellow. You sell it?
Well, you know, she could do whatever she wants to me.
But that same kind of energy I'm also trying to bring today, selling merch on the stand. That's incredible. She's able to move units on the stand. But so Terry Sanderson is alleging that Gwyneth Paltrow hit him, right? And he's suing her for $300,000 in damages. But now what we'll see is, this really shows where the money goes if you got a lot of money. Gwyneth Paltrow is coming back in her defense. Got a whole cartoon made.
She's defending herself as she has the right to do.
Absolutely.
But can we just say, first, he wanted to sue her for $3.1 million.
Oh, yes.
This guy, okay.
He's looking for money, but yes.
He's also fine. I watched him walk to the stand. He is fine.
Oh, no, I saw a limp.
No, he did not have a limp.
No, no. What he did was he said something about how he's like, Pac-Man don't look right. Like, he said something weird. Something's off inside of him.
I don't know.
But he alleges that she hit her, but now that she hit him. But she is saying that actually it was he that hit her. And then what actually happened was
he avoided a crowd.
But the action was weird was because she was doing turns to the left. She was saying she got back.
She was
being
sexy. It was Gwyneth Paltrow.
Imagine me going down.
No, she wasn't you. I'm not going to imagine you actually on that because that's disgusting. No, hi. She is Gwyneth Paltrow.
Where's Ben Affleck? I remember Ben Affleck.
Yeah, you guys had a great friendship and maybe more.
Oh, sweet, sweet.
She was just being a wealthy elite doing what they should be doing.
Being on
skiing.
Slopes. Yes.
Go skiing.
Absolutely.
And he says that when he hit her, she was skiing out of control. And then he has a permanent traumatic brain injury.
Oh, where's Brad Pitt?
And I saw him on the stand and I don't know if that's true.
Me and Brad Pitt made the love.
He also says he had 4 broken ribs. And then the worst is he had emotional distress. Well, he couldn't even look at a mountain anymore without openly weeping.
All right, that's me, but that's just because of those old school. Remember those paintings they used to sell? Not Arthur Ashe. He died of AIDS. What was the other guy? He's a tennis man. What was the guy that painted
fantastic,
Mr.
Arthur
Ackleford?
Ashe.
Who gives a shit?
Are you talking about Bob Ross?
Yeah, I'm talking about the painting with the Anne Geddes with the babies in the hands.
Yes.
Love a mountain. But Gwyneth Paltrow is fighting back, and she's saying that actually he came up. He said that what was weird is that she was like, I felt a man come up to the back of me. I heard his groans. And then they fell to the side, and it's bad. But now Terry Sanderson's going to hit the road. I'm transfixed because, of course, you have Oscar winner, the queen of the Pokies herself. She is on the stand giving it all she's got.
She's
got, like, you know, fully dressed out. You know, like, what's with Dahmer glasses, though? Why is everybody doing the Dahmer glasses?
I don't know. It's back. It's back in a big way and whatever. I'm kind of happy for the phase. I don't mind them, but it is interesting that now they're so mainstream that, again, Gwyneth Paltrow is wearing them under oath. So she is admitting that she thinks she looks good.
She thought about killing.
She really did. And what's so interesting is, so a season pass at this place, it's Deer Valley Skier Resort. A season pass is $2,890.
Oh, it's very expensive.
So she says, you know what, motherfucker? Because you hit me, I lost half a ski day. And then so she's suing him saying, yo, you cost me half a ski day.
See, now
I want my money back.
The more we get into that, the less I care. You know what I mean? Like, once we get to the whole, like, we've lost half a ski day, I'm sorry, you're going to have a third kid named El Capitan that is, I don't know what's going to happen. Then their fourth kid is some kind of kid named Magellan. I don't know what she's going to, but, you know, it's like Apple and Moses. I just pray to fucking Christ you find another thing to do besides entertainment. Get out of this business.
Well, this is what Dr. Wendell Gibby, this is what they testified about Sanderson. That's the dude who was apparently assaulted by all 14 pounds of Gwyneth Paltrow.
Mr. Sanderson.
She says that he was an active person. But then after the accident, things abruptly changed. For example, he used to like to go to wine tastings, but he doesn't like them anymore.
And I honestly don't give a fuck. When I first heard that, first of all, we should have done a trigger warning.
I know.
For our audience.
I know.
Because I know our audience, the one thing they care most about is making sure that all of us that are doing great can get straight to our wine tastings. You have any idea how many? That's my community.
I know.
Those are my fucking people. You're saying like, oh, what a shame. That's his entire outreach, bro.
I'm aware.
Get the new solves from fucking Low Medical County.
It's not easy.
It's not easy. But now he can't even taste the wine. But I'm calm today because, again, I remember I've got my kids have trampoline university from 7 to 9, And then they have to go straight to figuring out how they, my kids, both Moses and Apple, both of them have about 700 gallons of fresh water. I've already applied to them in a bunker. And your jobs are now to go out there and they're going to go to not tying school. I don't know what kids do.
Also, can we just say this? This trial is nothing like Megan Thee Stallion's trial with Tory Lanez. Or even Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. It's like, no, this was about.
This is not a serious trial.
The dumbest thing that's ever. And everyone's alive. And everyone's totally fine.
Yes.
And Gwyneth Paltrow, the one thing that they're calling her a scamfluencer.
Whoa.
And well, yes, I mean, Goop is the female equivalent of InfoWars website when it comes to their merch page. Yes. But.
What are you talking about? It's all sampled by Kate Bosworth.
If it helps one person. You know, if one person was about to kill their family and they lit that pussy candle and was like, not today.
I mean, I just don't know today. How do you know if the jade egg's the jade egg or if it's a lump of shit that got caught in your pussy?
I do think it's supposed to really hurt you if you leave it in too long. I think it starts to like grow roots or something.
All I know is that I've had that jade egg. I have had a jade egg inside of me for the last 12 hours and I feel like an old school mouse. Remember with the ball at the end of it? But again.
Oh, yes. The computer mouse.
Calm.
I'll shove you around my keyboard a little bit.
God, my nipples are ready to go.
When does this trial end?
I think it's like 6 months long. It's very long, but I can't get enough of her coverage. I can't get enough. I hope apparently she's got it a whole other day on the stand. It is just, that is real prime time television. Because you just find out all about the stuff she got mad because she's like, she had to up her chiropractor appointment by like three goes. She had to go to the chiropractor like three more times. And again, and we should all be so lucky.
It is just so funny to hear people. And what are you going to do?
I'm just making fun of it because it's available to be made fun of.
And, you know, she's nepotism. She's comes from wealth. So this is just their lives. So they're just talking about their lives and that's fine.
Of course, absolutely.
It is just funny because then their words fall upon our ears and we're like, this is a problem for you. We will never have this problem.
Well, the main issue was because when she left the scene of the crime, she did not say to him, like, are you, like, it seems like she let her, like, her live-in ski instructor, man. How big is her home? She let her, like, man, and, like, the, huge. The second wave nanny, they were the ones that, like, handled all of the stuff afterwards.
Otherwise,
but still, she said, I thought that this was taken care of because, again, I know he could speak to me. I was in shallow hell. I am of the people. You should be able to speak to me. But yes, she thought that the issue was over and then it was handled. But then it turned out it was not because then he didn't bring up the lawsuit too much later. It does seem like he's just looking for money. But we'll find out how much he gets in the very end.
For some reason, she did apologize for shallow hell. Maybe not the most, let's say.
It doesn't stand the test of time.
It might not. Yeah, it's not the most. Whatever. But the one funny thing about it is George Costanza has a tail.
I remember.
Do you remember that? He's like,
I remember.
He like winked it around. He waved it around.
I remember. That didn't bring his star down at all.
No, it didn't. He's fantastic. And I think he won an Oscar. And I think he was so successful, he even went to Epstein Island. Now, when it comes when it comes to Gwyneth, though, just lastly, I don't know why I'm just defending her. It's just because I saw her boobs in Shakespeare in Love and I will always love her.
This is kind of why I did this today, because I wanted to feel like how it felt to be a pretty woman in front of you and what that felt like. Oh, I'll defend
you. You can do whatever you want, really.
Being like, I live in your house now, babe.
There you go. Come on in there. That's real nice. Yes. Oh, you're so hot and sexy. Yes. You sound like Detective Popcorn's nephew. Niece. Okay.
You won't be.
I don't want anyone. So she said that she had to leave because otherwise there'd be a crowd of people, because that's true. She's an international celebrity.
The biggest issue I have in her coverage was they asked her, they did the thing where, like, you know, normally in any other trial, we would ask the witnesses to explain, to introduce themselves and tell a little bit about their history. But we're all well aware of Mrs. Paltrow's story. And she should have, I do think that Gwyneth Paltrow should have just been like, no, my name's fucking Gwyneth Jennifer Paltrow Lucardo,
like
whatever her real name is. And then like, I was a hard scrapple street bitch back in the day, acting my way all the way through, bopping my way through Coney Island. We needed to hear the whole story.
I agree. And we don't really know who she is. She's an entrepreneur.
We don't know who she is. She's an actor. Honestly, I would love a look in. I'd love a view in to see what it was like in that beautiful noggin of yours.
Well, I think she tried to do something during COVID where she was talking about how life was real hard in her.
She said she was forced to eat bread. Yeah. But again, she is a special woman that has not dealt with a global pandemic she also was not expecting.
But see, that's how hot she is. I'm like, that's kind of cute.
Yes.
She's the opposite of a rat.
Live from your grave.
A little bit more of an update. Here's an update. The Stephen Smith,
okay, so let's just take one. Whoop. Slightly more serious. They Gwyneth Paltrow and rich people hitting each other on a ski slope.
Yes, Stephen Smith. Now, we know that this was the young man that was found dead in South Carolina. Ugh. And this was kind of tangentially connected to the Murdoch family. But it looks like his death is now being opened up as a homicide. And so it looks like the hits are going to keep on coming for the Murdochs.
Which member of the Murdoch family could possibly be it?
Alive one.
Buster.
Oh, Buster is, they are coming for Buster.
So apparently this family is quickly becoming something of a horrific legend.
Well,
many deaths have to be tied to one family?
Well,
I've never
seen
anything like this.
But think of how long it took for him to get flipped. I was thinking about this the other day. So it's like, all right, so a maid can die, whatevs. Right? They didn't care. The other girl can be killed in a drunken boating accident. They decided to throw that under the rug. That's fine. Boom, boom, boom.
Two people, nothing would have happened.
Nothing would have happened. Those were fixed already. Those were already done. Then you have obviously he, but what really got him again was him trying to steal money from other old, Southern boys.
Right? Yeah, he stole from the wrong pot.
And so he stole from the wrong pot. So that's when they decided to all flip on him. But if he had just killed that one unconnected woman I know he didn't, but I label him. Now that Alec Murdoch is the only one that's alive,
the whole
gets it.
Fucking family is a bunch of murderers.
It's very interesting to see, but so I hope that there's some justice in his case because it's extremely sad how deeply that case was buried and now it's getting pulled out. I just wish that not everybody had to die for there to be justice because it'd be nice if he could have seen it.
So the determination was that Smith died in a hit and run,
yes.
But that's highly...
That's what they said, quote unquote.
Antithetical to what they've been finding in all of the reports, in all the autopsy reports. And so hopefully after they exhume the body and get some more evidence, we'll figure out what the hell happened to this poor boy. It's just... Man, stop. This family just has so much murder and death around it. Something's going on.
And I mean, it's already been, it's at least we got some justice, but the rest is going to come. But it shows how much we have to go just to catch a C-team Illuminati.
That is really the worst.
That is like a small little version of, in everybody's town, we all got to have that. Los Angeles, we have, whoever Tom Hanks isn't involved with in a giant spider of accusations.
I don't know what's up with Tom Hanks.
But he's
here.
The center of. He's fine. Tom Hanks is technically fine. He's like too innocent.
Oh, that's what they say.
All right.
But with Buster though, it is interesting because the cops were like, "He's on our radar since 2015."
Oh yeah, and they were harassed. We're being harassed by the police. That's what Buster's saying.
Yeah,
and I need these aforementioned police olias to get off of my lawn. And he is definitely straight.
Yeah, like the whole family. Anyway,
here we go. Mr. Murdoch. All right, now this next story I love because, you know what, man? Maybe I'll put it this way. I totally believe this story to be real.
Why do you believe what story to be real? Because there's a lot of them that probably aren't.
This story takes place down in the Ozarks, and it's a place we're familiar with. This is now in the James River. This is James River truck.
Are we familiar with that?
I'll show you. Pastor John Lindell, he said a creative miracle took place on March 15th.
Oh.
And it was something that no one ever thought would ever happen. Toes coming back.
I'm really upset with all the toe talk lately between toe beans,
but this is, but I mean, whatever. I don't make the news, brother.
The
news comes from me. This comes from me. This is James River Church, Pastor John Lindell. He said, apparently God performed a creative miracle. Chrissy Thompson was shot 3 times in 2015 husband, right?
In her toe.
No, I don't know. She was just in a coma, but apparently the injuries included needing the toes to be off.
Can we just say, though, he's not calling it a miracle. He's calling it a, quote, creative miracle.
Yes, which
means
different.
She has a fucking fake toe.
No.
That's what that means.
I mean, I don't even know because I ain't even seen one of these goddamn toes. Now,
Miss
guest speaker,
she was forced not to just have one toe removed, by the way. It was three toes.
Here we go. Guest speaker, Pastor Bill Johnson. Now, the reason why we know Pastor Bill Johnson, because he was a part of the Bethel church community that tried to raise a toddler from the dead with prayer a couple years back, right? Do you remember that where they did the group prayer trying to bring him back? And it didn't work.
Creative miracles.
All right. Now, he went up there. He said, I was in about a need, a creative miracle. Now, Chrissy's like, yes, I did. Yes, I did. And here comes straight. This is from the toe's mouth itself. This is a testimony from Chrissy Thompson. Now, I'll hear you out so you can hear exactly how it went down. I'm going to play this for you and then we'll play it on the show.
So I had three toes that were amputated in a terrible accident. I heard the word for creative miracles and I thought, well, I certainly have a creative miracle that I might need. I need three toes to grow back. The person next to me said, do you want new toes? And I was like, well, sure. All the women got down and they prayed over my foot. And I decided to take my shoe off to see what was happening when he said, let's see the progress or if anything's happened. And when I did, I had to grab the person next to me and say, do you see what I see? And I saw three toes that were forming and now there's length to them. Tonight, I can stand on my tippy toes. Do you understand? I can stand on tippy toes. No, I couldn't do that because I didn't have toes to tippy on. No,
I didn't have toes.
Her name was Chrissy Dines.
Her name is still Chrissy Thompson. It was the video Chrissy Thompson. They've changed her name. Her real name is Christina Sue Dines. Yes.
But they changed it to Thompson?
Yes, they changed it, but you know
why
what?
Why did they change it?
The worst part is, well, I'll show you. Now they're trying to, here we go. All right. So this was, it started as her real name, right? They went and got her. Kelly, who was her, like, saying, like, Kelly was the one that said, huh, you want some toes?
You want some toes. Right. I'll take a couple of toes. I'm missing three.
So she went down there and shit. In the name of Jesus, the toes to grow, bone to form, and blood to flow. She also anointed every area where the toes had been amputated and could feel a pulse begin in those areas. And the color began to change from gray to skin tone. And all of a sudden, Chrissy said, are you kidding me? And they saw that the toes began to grow.
Yes,
and
indeed.
The worst part is, honestly, is that they just kept growing.
They did, and you're going to want to stop those from growing. We might have a shoe story a little bit later on. Yeah, the pastor says, as the ladies prayed for Chrissy over the next 30 minutes
of prayer. That's
all
it.
Three toes grew, and by that point, were longer than her pinky toe. Within an hour, nails began to grow.
The Lord, he
on
gives
all
toes.
Of her toes. Well,
the
also,
Lord, he gives.
If you have the ability to make someone Wolverine, this is what you're going to do?
I mean, I just find it really, really funny.
Buddy, because I got a couple of inches I'd like to add, if you know what I'm talking about, the circumference of my butthole. Now there's also a website called showmethetoes.com.
Oh, well, this is the thing. So now showmethetoes.com is coming out and just asking a simple question that everybody else asked. I know I asked even my Gwyneth Paltrow form. Show me these fucking toes.
Show me the toes.
I want to see these toes. And so first they said, right, that they what they did was that Chrissy Thompson's the fake name for this woman, right?
Yes.
So what they did was that after the fact, they said, how dare all of you ask for proof of these toes? And here's a response from Pastor John Lindell that owns the whole thing, right?
Yes.
So this is why he said, why they aren't releasing the toe footage.
On the girl, Chrissy, in Joplin, which has been really, really unfortunate. She's had a lot of trauma in her life. And it breaks my heart to see people do that towards her because her miracle is real. It's genuine. People are saying, well, if it's genuine, why aren't you doing anything with it to publicize it? There's a couple of reasons that I want to say to you. First of all, I'm less interested in proving to people what I know God did than I am in protecting sheep who are
vulnerable. Even though they made
he's really
video.
Brave.
They made an entire video with her and her going, my toes are going. And then now he's saying that they pulled. Now they're protecting her.
You got to make some money somehow in the super church. And this is, of course, a mega church. The guy looks like he drives a Subaru and eats that peanut butter that has a bunch of oil on top of it.
What are you talking about? He's got the cool, like, racer jacket.
I don't know. So this is what, again, go to showmethetoes.com.
Show me them toes.
He says to close out his fantastic website, which I'm so happy he took all this time.
He says, well, it's because we want to see the goddamn toes.
I know. He says, it's obvious. that they never thought what John shared from the stage would end up creating the viral Facebook post.
What are you talking about?
At the top of this page.
I'm in the middle of fucking recouping my toes.
I know you are. He says, if there is proof, show it. So go to showmethetoes.com and have a little breakdown of this. You know what? This is what Facebook is for.
It really is.
This is the only thing it should be used for. You never solve anything real. But the thing is, show me the toes. And if we do get to see these toes, to be fair, they could just show anyone's fucking toes.
I mean, that's the thing. Just we cheat, don't even just lie. You don't have to try hard. Just show us some toes. And then, you know, like, I guess we're going to have to call I'm not even going to make one of my jokes. My one little funny joke's about who loves toes. Because we all know who loves toes.
The only sports coach that you know.
Yes, the man from the Jets.
Rex Ryan.
Yes, that guy. I'm not going to do that again. But do you think that if her toes are growing back, you think she's going to eat them again?
I don't know. How the fuck did she lose them?
She said she got shot 3 times and then some yada, yada, yada.
The toes are gone. I'm starting to think she never lost any toes at all. Maybe she was just curling them and then she unfurled them and everyone's like, the toes are growing.
Oh my God. Oh,
you know,
sometimes she could have gained a lot of foot fat and then the toes are hitting. Because you know how
and
like
then
that,
lost it. Oh,
you
I know was doing that today when I got into the shower. I was putting my fupa back, fat upper penis area. And I was
that's
look
the
at that ding dong. And then fupa would go back and I was like, oh, that ding dong now, there's a little turtle now.
But you know what they say, every 10 pounds you lose, you get an inch of dick.
Yeah, but you still have the dick. You actually don't have to lose the weight. You just have to lie on your back and hopefully you have a giving partner.
What I'm trying to do is, honestly,
also, the goal
that's
is to
when
get
the dick
too
is
fat.
The biggest is when you're on the ground.
Goal is to just get too fat so you can't, like, you have to lay down.
You have to lay
that's
down.
The fucking goal.
That's the dream.
That's
right?
The dream.
And that's how I like it, Gwyneth Paltrow. That's my favorite when a man's down like a log.
Because
I can pretend, he's dead. Because that's what I like most, the dead hard man.
Well, Harry,
I'm Gwyneth Paltrow.
There's a story that actually goes with all of this stuff, sexual, hot drugs.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, right.
A dominatrix, which I don't understand.
Oh, yeah, this story.
This is a fantastic story. And also, dominatrixes, they serve a much
needed
purpose.
Function. Absolutely.
Please, God, if you are a supervillain, billionaire, go get your nuts smacked before you go to Twitter.
And if you are spanking a
make them bleed.
If you're spanking an evil man, every single time you spank him, do it like a give money to the poor. Just like to the straight to the center of his ear, because then he'll start to connect the sexual feeling.
Dude, I've seen
to
some
giving money to the poor.
I've seen some documentation. Some of these guys can get their I don't know how they do it with their nuts.
But anyway, I mean, that's,
she was a Russian-born dominatrix. Dare I say, that's the one you want. You don't want a Polish dominatrix because they'll just make you a bunch of pierogies. So her name was Victoria. I know, but that's not the point. You're supposed to be, I think, some sort of, you're paying
to feel, because it's fun to have not, I think the goal is to not have control.
Victoria Nasirova. She was convicted of attempted murder. Okay. Because she was about to kill her pal, right? Now, how was she going to do it? Well, she delivered a cheesecake to him, but it turns out, she delivered this to a Queens jail. It turns out the cheesecake, oh my God, it was laced with fentanyl.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
It turns out that it was all bad, and then you're not supposed to have fentanyl-laced cake, although we don't know what it would taste like.
If some people just use, didn't they actually use fentanyl?
Well,
I like it.
Yeah, you're supposed to use very, very, very little amounts of fentanyl.
Like truffle oil.
Yes, it is. So the Russian-born dominatrix convicted of attempted murder in her pal was arrested Tuesday for allegedly
smuggle
fentanyl.
She's saying that the cheesecake was merely a misunderstanding.
It was a misunderstanding trying to smuggle fentanyl-laced pot into a Queens jail. Christopher Hoyt was visiting his client, Nasirova, at the Q's Garden lockup. I don't know why it's called Q's Gardens.
Q's Gardens, I think it's because it's Q's is the name, and it's not a plural name. It's not multiple Q. It's Q's.
Q's Garden, but it just doesn't sound like there's any amusement parks or anything. Anyway, he went to visit her, and when he was arrested, and then the stunning turn of events resulted in the adjournment of Nasirova's scheduled sentencing on Tuesday. And this is according to the DOC Commissioner Luis Molina. They said, we have zero tolerance for anyone's staff, contract providers, visitors, and attorneys who attempt to smuggle contraband into our jail.
But this isn't the one that attacked her
attorney, right? Wasn't someone, we just covered somebody that just did that attack their attorney named Shoe Business and gave the guy this Shoe Business?
No, I don't think this was. The drugs were laced with fentanyl and other officers found it yet another example of what jail and correctional systems across the country are dealing with daily.
Hey, we listen, we got a lot of messages from CEOs from across the country, and it is an extremely difficult job. It's a very stressful job, and you got to keep your head on a swivel, but you also don't want to get turned out. Right? You want to find out that all of a sudden you're part of some other guy's game, right? Helping
right.
smuggle drugs in there unless you're getting a cut. So make sure, CEOs, if you're smuggling, you get that vague.
Also, you know the person you tried to kill? It was her friend and lookalike.
Yes, that was the story.
Olga Ticks.
Yes, she was killing a woman to try to assume her life.
Yeah, well, now her attorney's in big trouble. Well, there you go.
Hey, well, that is great. That is great. And you got to be careful out there, guys, because if you're going to kill your double, make sure you do it.
Again, yeah, you really do want to do it.
You gotta make sure that is handled, because if not, if your double knows, if I know my double tried to kill me and then didn't make it, I know I'm gonna be making shit hard for my fucking so-called replacement person. That's for fucking certain, because nobody can replace these tits. Nobody
no
can replace
can.
This mind. Nobody can replace this attitude, and nobody can replace this, honestly, worrisome blood pressure.
You know, this is kind of a funny sentence here that I could see if you were charged with a crime. Nassarova, she left her DNA all over the cheesecake box.
We see him and come?
No.
We see him and come and want to eat?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, hey, you know, I should be coming while I eat, because we ain't got much time left, according to one TikToker. Because, man, fuck it. Smoke them if you got them, guys. Because the end times are rolling up. This is a real story. This is fucking real.
It's as real as a TikTok story can
be. It is why I am transitioning to Gwyneth Paltrow in court. All right, that is my personality. That's who I am now, right?
You should do that.
So Eno Alaric is a TikToker. Hey, some people call his prophecies outlandish. I call him right on the fucking money. All right? This is
Show
me the goddamn toes, Eno Alaric. All right, this is a time traveler. It's predicting forthcoming world major events. Now, there's some people that are saying that so far it's been entirely inaccurate, but I say, fuck you, you fucking old bitch.
Well,
I'll kill you and your family.
What are some of the inaccuracies? Because there's also people saying and speculating that the UFOs we're seeing are time-traveling individuals coming back to see where we went wrong. Also, as we talked about before the show, AI says November 3rd, start of World War III. Maybe he's onto something.
Who knows? This time traveler, you know, he has claimed, because again, the way we know that his prediction came real is that the world did not end.
He did it wrong.
He did it right.
Why?
Because,
no, he did it too soon.
No. Because he said an alien invasion that he said did happen. Right? It's happened. And 8,000 people have been abducted. Why were they abducted?
Why?
To save us. From the distance.
8,000? Do you think that's going to be enough? Do they have guns? Because they're going to need guns.
An alien named the Champion came to Earth. This is true. He came down to Earth. He said, welcome to Earth.
Right? This
he
is
showed
true.
Up. All right. This was, it all happened March 23rd, 7:30 p.m. EST, right after dinner, if you're an early person. Right? He said a time traveler that came and he said what he took, the time traveler, he's from the year 2671. Which is also, I don't really particularly understand, because I don't know, the world has ended, why are you alive? But still.
Well, he's a time traveler.
Yes, but he time traveled to fix all these problems, but where he has,
well, I guess
these problems have happened.
We'll
get there.
There's a lot of problems with the math.
There's a lot of flaws, but at the same time, just think of the spirit. All right? What he said is that the Champion came and saved us from these aliens that are also coming after it. So there's 8,000 people. And now he said that's how we know that we
Why
live.
8,000?
Because it's in the prophecy.
Okay.
All right. And he said now, these are they stole around 200 doctors, 1,000 farmers, 1,000 engineers and mechanics. And he said the perfect people that we needed to defend us in space. Now, they are currently, those 8,000 people that were taken 2 days ago are now, 5 days ago, are now on a 4-year journey into space where they're going to fight a series of aliens called the Distance.
Okay, so right? we're sending doctors and farmers to go fight an alien race that has a military named
Thank
the Distance.
Thank you, Joe Biden.
So why wouldn't we take, I do like that this man has so much respect for the American farmer.
Oh, very much so.
And for doctors, sure. But do I want them fighting? Because we know farmers, they work really hard, but they're mostly like, oh, that's a,
well, a lot of them are looking
could use some rain.
I don't want them fighting.
We need
looking for a fight.
We need the Crips. maybe some rednecks.
Honestly,
we need like people that want to fight.
This is an incredible movie. About rounding up, uniting the gangs to get him up to fighting in space.
Because, well, I mean, is one of the theories about aliens that would be kind of nice.
It would be.
That's what Attack the Block was about a little bit.
Oh, yes. Exactly. But now I see the world didn't end. So far, he's correct. And he has a couple other big ones. So April 9th. And I want our audience to write these down because we have to find out if this is real
or not. So this is what, 12 days from now?
Yes. So April 9th, very famous celebrity is going to reveal they faked their death. Right? Number one. June 12th, earthquake.
Who?
This is a very famous celebrity.
I mean, the one thing is,
he doesn't want to spoil it. This is like a blind item.
I think Andy Kaufman would be dead even if he didn't die.
At this point.
So I think he is dead. Michael Jackson probably doesn't want to come back.
I think he should stay away.
I think he's just like, I'm just going to chill.
Yeah, I think he's out.
Tupac would be like 50, 60 something.
I would have loved to have seen the music that Tupac would have made.
Well, you know how it goes.
You know, who knows?
You got to cash in. You got to make that. He would be doing like Dollar General or The General with Shaquille O'Neal.
But just so you know,
make that money. I don't care.
But this is not just that. On 4/20, a huge tornado is going to take place in the city of Tulsa, Oklahoma. On May 15th, a mega tsunami is going to destroy the west coast of the United States of America.
This guy
is already in the mail.
He's
so smoke
wrong.
Him if you got him.
This guy is, he's making, okay.
This
is the mistake.
June 12th, no. The big one. That's a 9.5 magnitude earthquake. It's going to open up a 5-mile deep rift that is going to unleash a series of creatures we thought were only in our imaginations.
First of all, he's over-predicting.
It's going to be unicorns.
Second of all, it would be the woolly mammoth because we're bringing that back.
It's going to be the perfect man.
No, that doesn't exist.
Thank you.
No, what this man is doing is wrong because Lord Rael, what did we learn? Bad things happen.
Then
you claim responsibility.
Post-prophecy.
So you post. You say, yes, that's what I predicted. I predicted those storms. I predicted that, yes, Gwyneth Paltrow would be found innocent at trial only after she's found innocent at trial.
Of course.
That's how you do it. He's making a massive mistake. He's putting the cart before the horse. You gotta claim responsibility. You don't project what you think is going to happen.
He's on some form of new.
Well,
there is something he's got a line on it because you better hope he's correct because
hope he's correct.
No, you better hope because in 2024 he says human animal communication is going to become possible.
Dude, I just watched a video with one of those little talky birds,
parrots.
Yeah, and it was fucking hilarious, bro. I'll send it to you. Anyway,
the little talky birds.
Little talky. It's really funny. I'll send it to you.
What are they saying? Like, fuck?
Dude, fuck you. Like, yeah, he's like, come here. Come here, I won't hurt you. But then he hurts her. Okay, so let's move on. Did the man predict this?
What do you mean move on?
Did the man predict this? A Holly man was accused of entering a daycare, right? So this dude in New Orleans County, right?
Mm-hmm.
He walks into a daycare. It's Clarkson County Daycare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure,
and
sure,
it was
sure,
closed.
Sure, sure.
The daycare was closed.
Oh, and he's just like, my blocks are in there.
He stole diapers and formula and left notes behind indicating he wanted to pretend to be a baby girl. So his name is Daniel Sealer, 65, and he went in there to the childcare place, and he's like, I want to be a baby girl. So then he took a bunch of shit, like diapers and stuff, and then he left a bunch of notes being like, I'm a baby girl.
Well, you know what?
But then
they
arrested his ass like he's a grown-ass man.
Yeah, I think so, yeah, because he's not really a baby.
He wanted to be a thing called Baby Danielle, and the director said
Baby Danielle sounds like one of the, like a true crime story where a baby's stuck in a well or something.
Yeah, maybe. They always find, they always get him out. I just wish that one time they would just seal it up.
Yeah, you're like, actually, we took a look at a lot of the paperwork there, and it turns out it's the Antichrist.
The director of the little daycare says the notes included size for pants, shoes, bras, and dresses, with the man indicating he likes to play as a baby girl and call himself Baby Danielle. Again, I don't give a fuck what you do, but you can't be stealing the diapers from the goddamn daycare.
I just find it interesting that he left the notes because obviously he wants them to know. He actually kind of wants them to, he's looking for a stylist, like a baby, like an adult to baby stylist.
He's looking for an adult to baby stylist. He also,
which Gwyneth Paltrow has had for like, that's like number five on her team.
That is the only thing. She is some, you know, whatever. She could eat bread, but I'm also not going to be like, maybe you need to eat some bread. She can be whatever she wants because she's Gwyneth Paltrow. So they also found that he drank some of the bottle formula. He used a bib.
I mean, that's
disgusting.
And
he stole
disgusting.
Three diapers. But
honestly,
can't,
if this was Japan, there would be a full-scale, like, restaurant completely devoted to that
there,
lifestyle.
I'm sure that there is.
Can you
that there is.
Honestly, I'd be down for some adult baby food.
And the weird,
because some, I don't really, I mean, it'd be nice sometimes I think about, like, I like chewing. Like, I do. Like, I like eating. I like the sensation
of
it. Of like,
course.
I don't mind it. I actually find it sensual.
I like
in its
to
own
chew.
Way.
I don't like Oh, God, when we were at, we had a great time at WonderCon last weekend. We went to a bar called The Cave, and they have slurp shots.
Slurps.
And it was when we talked about whaling, it's that spermaceti. It tasted like spermaceti.
I thought spermaceti was just what an Italian man left on a woman's belly.
Hiller!
Come on!
No, Italians, they only come to inside, procreate. Yeah. Yes. Don't even... That's what they do. They're strong Italians.
That's my president.
Anyway.
God, I'm sexy. I'm attracted to me. Just wearing a soft sweater.
I know you
are. I need to do this one. I need my White Lotus, like, moment.
I know you are.
I need to become like... I feel like this is fun for me. Like resort me.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun. It's nice.
Live from your grave.
Well, speaking of cum, before we get to Hero of the Week, this is going to last 14 seconds here. Serial sperm donor, he fathered 550 kids. He's being sued because increased the risk of incest.
Oh, yeah.
In the Netherlands.
Oh, yes.
So he increased it by like a lot. Apparently a bunch of his kids are fucking each other and they didn't know.
Of course, because they don't know. And because they don't have to technically, I don't think they have to tell you. Like, it's a whole thing and you have to go and find that out.
I think he actually, seems like there's some people that were born kind of inbred there.
Oh, yes, very much so. Yeah, it's not good. And there has only been regulation on that field for only a short period of time. There's a documentary on Netflix about it, too, about the doctor
that was dealing with real gross. At least this guy was on the up and up. I mean, he donated sperm to at least 13 clinics.
Yeah, at least, it's more on the, why are we taking this much cum from one man?
Also, if you just look at the guy, it's incredible that they were just like, that's the one we want.
Well, honestly, they don't know, and he's just there he's just getting the $50. How much was it? I forgot. I had friends that did the sperm bank. I want to say it was like not much. It's like $15. Because, sperm
it's
is easy.
It's not much.
You could
just
get sperm.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
if that's all you're looking for, I got a couple locations where it can be pretty easily slammed inside.
Also, I would say, I would hope if I was a lady and I needed sperm to be a mama, I would hope I would have a friend, much like the singer-songwriter with Bill.
Melissa
Etheridge with Crosby. I wouldn't choose a drug addict.
Well, he was a brilliant musician.
But he's a brilliant musician, yes. But
they didn't do it the old-fashioned way.
I think that they did.
No. He came on a postage stamp and then she sat on him. They didn't have, she's a lesbian.
No, I know, but I mean,
my brother
got laid all the time in middle school, in high school.
No, I mean, I feel like that's like, I'm gonna go on a limb here. I feel like that makes things really complex if you just fuck a man randomly.
No, it's not. I'm saying they have a friend.
Yeah, you're talking about a rom com.
I'm talking about jerk. Sit on it, Melissa. Melissa, come and sit on it.
Yeah, and then she's at the window because of the song.
Yes.
Go to my window.
And again, if she's too slow, if she doesn't make it on time, give me 15 minutes.
Maybe what she decided is that if I just put my butt up against this open window and look forward, it doesn't matter what's going on back there. As long as then I hear just her like, I just hear like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do as he comes. And then I know that's David Crosby. That's really fun. We're going to get emails immediately.
No one knows the song that you referenced. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. All right, everyone. Let's move on to Hero of the Week. Now, this week's Hero of the Week is actually two things. One is a cow, because I don't know why. Cows are just really on the up and up these days. There's a cow who was born with a smiley face on it.
Yes.
It's a newborn calf with a smiley face. And the name of the cow is Happy. It will probably be killed at some point. But that'll be a good steak. And then another Hero of the
Week.
This
is a good one. This is a real one.
This is a child, but he's the size of a man, and I can relate to him. He is, I believe, 14 years old. He is 6'10", and his shoes are 22. They are size 22.
Well, now it's 23. That's the problem. His 22s are too tight.
He might need to get his gland. He might have gigantism. He might need to get it nipped. Because if Andre the Giant would have done that, he would have lived. The Big Show had to do that or he would have died.
Really?
Yeah, you can get it. Because his body, I guess he's only 14. Holy fuck, though. Dang.
Yeah,
anyway,
he's a unit, man.
So because of that, he's 6'10". Again, I think he is good at sports, which is really good for him.
Yeah, he's playing.
He's good. But then Puma says, because his mom couldn't find any shoes,
Puma said, we'll make you shoes.
That's awesome. I love the new Mellos, man. I love these fucking... Puma's stepping up in a big way in terms of shoes.
The company is offered to help Kilburns. His name is Eric Kilburn. And they're Under Armour and Puma, both of which have already scheduled representatives to come to Michigan to begin fitting Eric for shoes.
See, that's where you see... That's why every day I wake up and I thank corporations.
Every day!
Because I know that, you know, if anybody's going to make it equal, it's corporations.
Every day!
Every day I think of them. And what's nice about these shoes is that when he's done with them, the rest of his family could go and live inside them.
There you go. Real nice joke there from...
That's me? No, I'm Gwyneth Paltrow. Oh, Ben!
There's no... No. Apparently, Puma says there's no mold for this size. Because it's such a rarity. So anyway.
Well, how big are Shaq's feet?
I think his are 22. I want to say
no way. He's got bigger feet.
Dude,
than
I don't
Shaq?
Think so. I think this guy's, yeah, I think this kid really does. Again, he might need to get that little gland nipped in the bud, but he's only 14. So
that's so weird. The first thing everyone says, how big are Shaq's hands? No, it's Shaq's feet. Yeah, 22.
Yeah. So Rebecca has formed, I think that's his mom or something. Well, that's what he says. Big Shoe Network group on Facebook. Another reason for Facebook. And again, only for this.
Oh, and Shaq actually says that he's actually a size 20, but he wears a size 22 because he was always forced to wear shoes that were too small when he was a young man.
So now he wears shoes that are too big?
I think that we're just going to let him have his logic.
We are. And I love Shaq.
That's
but,
what's called a little bit of self-Shaqnosis.
Why not just get shoes that fit?
That's
an idea. Well, this makes me feel like a real shrimp because I'm just a size 14.
Yeah, man, you're just a little guy.
And also this kid, he looks like he's athletic. So that'll be good for him because it's a waking nightmare.
Well, 6'10", you can be a fucking center. That's good size.
That's good.
Center,
it's right? good. It's just, you know, life is going to be much harder for him. And then especially it's with that size shoe. I mean, you know, again, he needs people talk about, you know, pink tax and all these things. This man, his life is going to cost about 5 times more.
Oh, sure.
Because everything has to be custom made and
used.
Oh,
yeah. And then all the super, super big sizes always cost more and it's hard to carry them because it's hard to find 6'10" people.
Also, I mean, I know this is he's only a teenager, but they say he's big shoes. You know what that means? Real smart in school. Real smart in school. Really smart in school.
Oh, God. We're getting good.
No, I'm one of him.
Viscerated. I know you're 7. Allowed to talk about it. Yeah,
I'm only 3 inches shorter than this kid.
No, just don't ask how deep his fupa is. That's when we're going to get ourselves into some sort of Gary Glitter-like situation.
Ugh, no, Gary Glitter would, this kid would, I wish Gary would have to meet this. Gary, we have a 14-year-old to meet.
Yeah. Hey, Gary, heard a song at the game today.
Fucking kick his
still
little
ass. Still playing a song.
Just kick his ass.
Do they buy, they don't still play that song, right?
Oh, I think that they do, bro. Because I didn't know that was him until like last year.
Maybe it's just like, well, actually, Sony owns it now, so.
Yeah.
So we don't, certainly not a pedophile over here at Sony.
I am sure that they still play it. I'm sure that they do.
All right, here we go.
Anyway.
Big update on Ohio Animals from our listeners. Basically, I received, this is one of those things when you get a big old roundup of emails that all say the same thing. It's wild. You know how many people think that zebras fucking suck? And talking about how violent zebras are.
They're not nice.
They're extremely aggressive.
I could see that.
So one person put it in a really interesting way of like, in a world of predators in Africa, zebra has to live as a main food source of many, many of these predators.
Right, because they don't seem like if it's battle bots. They have more defensive armory. They don't really have an aggressive armory.
They bite. They bite like a motherfucker and they kick. And a lot of people say that even just horse fighting is very, like, that's very violent. And I think that's the first thing in horse picks that I want to do is to do more, like, I feel like it'd be fun to do a full, like, horse versus horse. That's a good wrestling foundation.
They banned horse diving. I actually think as a people, we're going in the opposite direction of horse-on-horse combat. Yeah. But then again, what the fuck do I know? Slapping is now a fight.
I'm just making content. I'm just trying to give the audience what they beg for. And more people have said, I wish I was in a small room watching two horses fight.
I wish that we could bring it back with mechanical
mechanical horses just jousting.
And then you don't get the blood. And
no, but
I
want the people to hit each other on when they're going real fast.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Gwyneth Paltrow's aggressive skiing competition.
Whoa. That's a great ski fucking.
It'd be like that video game, Hot Tubing. Hot Tubbing.
Oh, yeah. Hot Tubing. Yeah.
Whatever the fuck that was.
So zebras are actually quite violent. When females go into estrus and or give birth, males are competitive and will, like many other animals, kill offspring they suspect aren't theirs. There's a gruesome nature episode of a male zebra brutally killing a foal. But during the same time, they will fight heinously with each other. Horses and other equines are actually quite violent when they combat each other. Wild horses also have more teeth than domesticated horses and will be able to bite the shit out of each other, which is why I told Moses next year we're switching to pygmy pigs. I told Moses.
Switch to pigs. I love pigs, although pigs can get violent.
Yeah, oh yeah. And this
I watched a great video of a bear attempting to attack two pigs, and then I believe it was the father pig came out and chased the fuck out of that bear.
But you can't fight a bear.
You can.
And also, I got to wonder about how thick a hawk shit was. Was it felt like getting an entire Slurpee slapped on his back?
I could see that. I mean, hawks are what, like 30, 40 pounds, something like that. Can they get that big? Something like that. I could see a hawk having a pretty solid Duke.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They also eat nothing but fish. I mean, seafood diet, it comes right through you.
It is splashy. And I have one more one I wanted to do, which is about... Also, I want to say thank you to everybody that sent me as close to possible copies of the Mike Warnke dashiki that we showed on the stream.
God.
And I'm hoping that's going to end up with me, too. Because, again, it's all about comfort. I'm going with you, Kissel.
Bro.
ABC.
Dude, I want you to, go through that phase. I'm going to go to Destination Extra Large, and I'm going to start getting my suit jackets back.
I'm going suit jacket. You were doing that at WonderCon, and I love to see you cosplaying as yourself.
Yep. TV News is Ben Kissel. Maybe all of you, I don't want to do TV News again.
No. That's fucking horrible shit. But this is look at this. This is actually something I wanted to read because it's more about this is like a bad luck story.
Okay.
But this is really more about Point Pleasant, West Virginia.
Okay.
And how many people have said
this is the Mothman.
This is a Mothman territory. Now, I've heard a lot of people talk about how when you go down to like the dynamite area, like the, you know, where they went when the original sightings of the Mothman was. Like, what do we know what the Mothman actually was? He was a harbinger of doom, right? And he tried to warn people, but the bridge.
Don't go down that road now.
The commercial that we did. It's wildly successful. Yeah. And we have a new coffee line coming soon. I believe it's gonna be called Reptilian in the Morning.
Ooh, I love that.
It's coming. You're gonna like it. It's gonna be very tasty. A nice late morning blend. Make a shit.
Absolutely. Spring Hill Jack, keep it coming.
Spring Hill Jack, here we go. Now, this is very interesting. But people say that when they get involved in any of these scenarios or go down to the dynamite mines,
yes,
people get good bad luck.
They get good bad
they
luck.
Get they get bad luck.
This is good bad luck.
All right, now this is about West Virginia. Now, we drove down there from Richmond, Virginia. I was visiting a factory my work does business with. Now, I noticed the town was only an hour away from the plant, so me and another nerdy last podcast listener, coworker, made the drive.
Nice.
Before we left, an old man that worked at the plant overheard me talking about going, and he looked at me dead face.
Nice.
And he said, "Don't go there at night. Things tend to snatch people from the sky.
You know now we have to go, dude. You fulfilled the prophecy."
And the dude said, I laughed, but he wasn't laughing. He was dead serious. But I should have been cautious. Now, we drove the hour-long mountain drive to the town. Coming over the bridge was almost like putting a backpack on. The town felt heavy. The bright sun mixing with the gray clouds made the quiet little cryptid famous city look black and white. We did the Mothman Museum thing. It was cool. But me and my coworker wanted to go see the place where the Mothman was first seen, the TNT bunkers. It's about a 10-minute drive outside of town.
Okay.
We journeyed on a bunch of back roads following GPS directions from a message board. It led us to this little pull-off.
Okay.
I can't wait to go myself. But
dude, honestly, this sounds... I want to stay at a little hotel.
This is all I want to do.
I want a week.
Oh, yeah. We had no clue where to go after this. So that's when my urban exploring skills kicked in. Because if you want to know where to go, you follow the graffiti always. We found the bunkers, and it was nothing crazy. Just kind of look at that. Took a couple pics. When we left the bunkers, something didn't feel right. Leaving the town, something didn't feel right. Something wasn't right. Now, this is when things went south for me and very fast. We blew a tire as soon as we got on the highway leaving the town. Uh-oh. In the repair shop getting our tire fixed, my mother called me and told me her cancer came back.
Jesus.
When I got home, my landlord called me. They'd check under the house and the entirety of the crawl space was covered in black mold and we had to leave immediately.
Buddy, you shouldn't have gone right, out
the next
there.
Day, I got laid off with no severance.
What?
Which is like, mostly it was that guy warning you not to take the time off because you were about to get fired.
Oh, that really
the company
have been
I work for folded. Right after that, I'm dropped into $1 million lawsuit as a witness in an embezzlement case. Right,
I don't
a week
know.
Later, I ended up in the hospital almost died with a severe stomach issue.
All right. I think something might have been going on
all
with
right,
this guy.
Then the whole world shut down with fucking COVID.
So this guy started.
He did it. I was desperate to get this bad omen off of me. I buried my Mothman shirt. I did as much cleansing as possible to my spirit. Today, things are better. Congrats. Honestly, I will never go near that town again. That area needs to be left alone. White people tend to go where old people tell them not to go. That trend needs to end. I'm excited for y'all to do a deep dive into this town. There's a lot of dark shit going on.
I love it.
Beyond a fucking Stephen King character.
I want to go do a full-on investigation in that town.
No, I want to go,
did
man.
Did you see that? We went viral. The Kia, the truck tire that hit that Kia.
Oh, yeah.
And
that
was
Kia scary
just went up. Like, another, you know, new phobia unlocked.
Kersh blah.
All right, everyone.
Guys, what an eventful week. So before we end, just go to getitmade.la/disasterman to see me and Kissel live when the best... I mean, I'm talking about top-tier stand-up comedy that you have never seen before.
It'll be news.
They call them homeless. Aren't they home more?
Home more. It'll be us. I think we're in about 45 minutes of hardcore humor.
Yep.
And then we'll just hang out for a little while and have some cocktails.
Absolutely. But one thing I want to remind you is that it is a little bit of a hinky process because the venue itself does not sell alcohol, and we know that you all love alcohol. So what you do have to do...
Is it BYOB?
It is not BYOB, but...
Is it BYOS? Bring your own smuggle it in?
I mean, we could say that, but and go wink, 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 wink.
Everyone
no,
just shows up
with no,
little
wink,
footballs.
Wink, wink.
That can...
But I would prefer if you paid for the booze, if you go... and you buy the booze ahead of time. You can buy it on the website ahead of time because we are supplying the booze. It's old school. It's an old school show.
So there will be booze.
There will be booze. You just got to buy the booze ahead of time.
We're the beer.
It's a whole thing. Getitmade.la/disasterman. Buy alcohol ahead of time and think about how drunk you want to be ahead of time. All right. Remember in your head, buy for that person. Buy for the person at the end of the show who wants to be drunk. Don't buy for sober you sitting in the, maybe sober, sitting in the middle of the afternoon doing it. Just wait to be like,
well, I don't think there's
anything in the
it's not
going to
be
a
super long event. So, I mean,
it'll be like 2 hours.
It'll be 2 hours. You guys, I think they can handle it.
I mean, I'm just saying, think about how much booze you want for 2 hours and buy it ahead of time.
Okay. Fantastic. All right, everyone.
We'll sling it.
You don't want to do a triple L.
Live every day knowing for a fact all I got to do is show up to set and these guys are begging me for Oscars.
Begging for Oscars.
Because
well, I think
am...
they're begging you to return the engineer named Oscar.
I just love my life every day. My kids, acupuncturist, is sheer heaven. We've already blown through three of them because Moses won't learn to read.
Mm-hmm.
But I am just certain that as soon as I just load her up with a hellraiser amount of acupuncture needles all over their face, then maybe, just maybe, they'll stop killing the hell.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I laugh. I laughed my laugh of a very, very secure skiing woman going, ha, ha, ha. And now I know that I've ruined, now that I've gotten one menace off the slopes,
right.
Now the slopes are free for any thin-waisted, broth-filled, just a wayfish person to be completely safe. But again, remember, if you're on the slopes and you're scared of getting hit, and you're a skinny little woman, turn to the side.
Absolutely. Gwyneth, I am with you, and thank you for all you did with showing your boobs. All right, everyone. Well, thank you all so much for listening. Hope you're doing well out there. Hail yourselves.
Hail Satan.
Magustalations, everybody.
Hey, me, babe.
No problem, Gwen. Let's go out to eat. Where can you go out to eat?
I can go really to the Erewhon parking lot. And I can bring the prepackaged foods I brought with me.
Ooh, let's go to AMPM.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.